Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in Genesis chapter 2, the continuation of the story of creation from Genesis chapter 1. So let's listen to our guest reader, Dr. Woodrow Kroll, former president of Back to the Bible, as he shares the 24 verses of Genesis chapter 2.
Genesis chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no small plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land, and there was no man to work the ground. And a mist was going up from the land and was watering the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. And Delium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is Tigris, which flows east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Now out of the ground the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of the heavens and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed.
In 1999, when I read Genesis chapter 2, I actually referred back to Genesis chapter 1. I wrote, Genesis 1, 20 through 28 says God created living creatures, cattle, birds, sea creatures before he created man. But Genesis 2 says he created man first. He created animals as helpers, companions for man. I wonder how biblical scholars explain this difference. So before I go on to my next journal entry, let's explore this for a moment. Genesis 2, 5 says, when no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no small plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land, and there was no man to work the ground. And a mist was going up from the land and was watering the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden. And verse 9 goes on to say, and out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. In chapter 1, in verse 11, vegetation sprouted on the earth on the third day of creation. And in chapter 1, man didn't appear till the sixth day of creation. So as I read the scriptures, I've said many times before, I'm not a biblical scholar. I'm not a pastor. I'm just a guy who reads the Bible every day and tries to figure out what it says. And I'm certainly not saying that there's a conflict here. Whether or not Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 go in chronological order is for others to decide. For example, chapter 2 even opens with the idea that the heavens and the earth were finished. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. Then he goes into talking about how he created man. So the order of things as recorded are not as important as the substance of what is recorded. In 2007, after I read Genesis chapter 2, I focused on something completely different. I wrote, God rested. I love this. He rested on the seventh day from all the works which he had done. We are so busy today, we don't practice the principle of rest, especially on the seventh day or any whole day. We may have days off, but they are filled with activity, not rest. Lord, remind me to honor your principle of rest. And then I wrote from the beginning, God gives us choice. He made the rules in the Garden of Eden. He still does. He breathed into the nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. He gives us life, and he makes the rules. So let's take these concepts one at a time. First of all, how well do you honor the scriptural principle of rest? Verse 2 again says, and on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. Who's busier, you or God? God found time to rest. Do you? This concept alone may be the challenging thought for your day to day. How are you doing with rest? Think a little bit about why God makes this a principle. Why is it important for you to rest? Can you stop work? Can you stop your honey-do list and just simply rest in the Lord? I encourage you to think about that today. The second concept in Genesis chapter 2 is that God makes the rules. Let's pay close attention to the first recorded words of God to man, and that's in verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Think about it. God created the Garden of Eden. It had to be spectacular. So many things to enjoy. And he just said one thing to the man. He said, you can have anything you want in the garden except one tree. So God is so generous. He lets us enjoy life the way we want, but he does have some expectations. And when we violate those expectations, there are consequences. You will die. That's what he said to man. And the next rule is probably even more controversial. God is the one who said to man, it is not good that you're alone. I will make a helper fit for him. So out of man, he created woman. These are not my words. These are the words of the Word of God. Let's read them. Verse 18 says, then the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helper fit for him. Then God parades all of creation before Adam, and he lets him name him. In verse 20, it says, the man gave names to all the livestock and to the birds of the heavens and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him. Verse 21 continues, So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. So in God's creative order, man was created first. Man needed a suitable helper, and woman was created to help the man. And one of the greatest ways that woman was created for man as a helper is in the institution of marriage that God describes right here. Verse 24 says, Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Woman was taken out of a man, and then woman was given back to a man through the institution of marriage, and that's how we come back to becoming one flesh. What a powerful illustration of God's creative order. Today, this is probably not politically correct, but you don't hear this kind of thing on the news or in schools or with your friends, but you see it in God's Word. May we be people of the Word and not of the world. Father, once again, we thank you for making it very clear your creative order. We thank you that you created man and gave him dominion over the earth. And we thank you that you gave us a helper, woman, to help us and become one flesh through the biblical institution of marriage. And Lord, we thank you for the biblical concept of rest. You, the creator of all things, rested. Help us understand rest is a principle from you. May we have eyes to see and ears to hear the truth of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.